Welcome to the Geeks Are Wired podcast, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. So we have Bill.
Hello.
We also have Anthony.
Hello.
And myself, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. And you can contact us at geeksarewired@gmail.com, or you can call us at 801-896-4335, or that spells geek. And you can also join us on our Patreon page at patreon.com/geeksarewired. And get our podcast early. You can also gain access to our Discord channel and chat with us. What do we want to talk about today, Bill?
They're in order. I'm just going to stick with the order. So the very first thing is the FBI is one of the things that I've actually talked about in this podcast dozens of times. Your TV is...
Oh.
Your printers, literally, there was printers were printing PewDiePie wins or support PewDiePie. Mm-hmm. TVs literally have worse security than your printer does.
The thing that printers are printing was subscribe to PewDiePie, by the way.
That, yeah.
That was the phrase.
Okay.
Anyways. So that's not super surprising.
So they're like, oh yeah, so people can, on the innocent side, change channels on you, and they can do other things, but they, if your TV has a microphone, it can listen to you. If it has camera, it can see you.
What? TVs have a camera.
Apparently TVs have cameras now.
Like, it makes sense, kind of, for, like, video chat purposes, but I have not seen one.
I keep trying to buy the dumbest, cheapest TV I can, because the price of the TV goes over thousands of dollars when you add in a smart feature into it versus
not necessarily
a $100 plug-in on these hundreds of dollars TVs.
Yeah, I don't think it necessarily makes the price go up that much, but it does definitely go up a lot, just because it's smart.
I paid a quarter of the price by making my last 60-inch.
S-S-M. I screwed that up. I can't tell jokes.
I guess smart TVs, they have cameras anyway.
They can.
Or microphones. Maybe. Just because they can access the internet for the most part, right?
Well, yeah. I'd believe the microphone because they have been putting assistants in them?
Yes. So ones that have assistants, yes. But not all TVs have microphones.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know of a single TV that has a camera in it. I'm not saying they don't exist, but I've never seen it as an advertised feature.
I'm not looking them up. Apparently they exist. I'll just avoid them.
Unless you're considering the Google Home displays TVs, which I guess they're sort of... Like if you were going back 20 years, 30 years where a TV was like 5 inches, like where you could get a TV that was that, and it can be considered a TV.
I don't think they're considering that. They're considering like the giant Samsungs and your 60, 80, 100-inch televisions.
So even if like those TVs don't have one built into it, you can also connect like your Xbox.
But those are different devices, and we're just talking the television.
Mm-hmm. Just the
television. Period. Well, the television itself has some of these features, but also the other thing is they don't update the software on these very often.
No. Though I wonder, so you can send data over HDMI. I wonder if that could be exploited somehow to contact the other devices.
That's how also a lot of stuff got exploited on the Androids. That last exploit came out. Access your camera through access to your storage.
Oh.
And that's the obvious other thing is, like I said, it is the weakest point. In your entire Wi-Fi, they're like, "Oh, unplug! You know, just take it off your internet. Unplug it." It's like, no, these TVs are smart enough to ruin to just make your life annoying. I had to do a factory reset to get mine off of my internet, for it to forget the internet existed. It wouldn't just drop the Wi-Fi. I couldn't just turn off the Wi-Fi feature.
Yeah, the only way you could do that normally. Like, if you couldn't do that, you could go on the Wi-Fi thing and just, like, blacklist the MAC address for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's just constantly pinging your Wi-Fi, so that's annoying, too.
What I did is I did a hotspot through my phone.
Oh, that's right.
So my phone reached out to my internet and the television. It was just a man in the middle. Provided the one update I needed. I realized I needed this one update. My TV's been perfectly fine. Killed the phone, killed, you know, access and everything. TV can try all it wants. Not going to get anything.
If it does your TV have an Ethernet option?
This one, no. Okay. My old one did.
Well, I might.
That would have been a not bad idea.
Mine that I had doesn't, but. And it kind of annoyed me at first, but I don't even use the smart features on there anyway, besides just like. I have it hooked up to my SmartThings hub because it's a Samsung TV.
That's the other reason. Why?
That's interesting.
Because sometimes I lose the remote. I lost the remote for a solid like 3 weeks. Only way I could turn it off, because there's no buttons on the TV, was through the app.
So some TVs actually have facial recognition technology built into it, so they have cameras to see who's actually viewing. And so it looks like that's one of the reasons why some people would want to actually go in and hack a television.
That's not creepy at all. Yeah, I'm never getting one of those TVs, even for legit reasons.
Hey, you may not be able to know anymore, because soon they'll be able to put the camera behind the LCD.
Once again, dumb TV, no internet access. Okay, maybe my TV will know I'm watching, but it's not telling anybody.
Yeah, hey, you don't know that. The security's bad on it, remember? What if someone else connects to it remotely? Like, they'd have to be close.
No, you don't have to be close. You have to be within, like, 10 miles and with a directional Wi-Fi antenna.
Maybe.
Might be able to pull off farther.
Nah, well.
Depending on.
It depends on how much stuff's in the way.
True.
But I just thought of something else. So, like, say that your whole neighborhood had TVs. They make, like, a mesh network out of it, because they hack it and create a mesh network, and then they're just forwarding.
Ooh.
The security stuff. Ideas. Yes.
Time to tape over the cameras. Also known as the entire screen.
Yes. You now have a speaker.
Yes. A giant 80-inch speaker.
That doesn't sound very good. Actually,
points backwards.
They have some. They did make some TVs. I don't know if they're out yet, but they produce the sound through the LCD. Like, yeah, it uses the vibrations in the LCD to produce the sound.
They have phones that do that, too.
Oh, do they?
Yep.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, wait, I think.
There was also the phone.
I think the new iPhone kind of does that, too. To a point.
I know there was a phone that was completely sealed. No, it was wireless charging.
Oh, like you couldn't even plug into it to charge it?
Yeah. You had to sit down. Camera was behind it. My speaker was behind the everything.
I don't know if I'd be able to live with just wireless charging, because it's kind of bad on your device. After a while. Especially if you have something.
Well, a lot of things are bad on your device. Charging is bad on your device.
That's not. Well, okay, fast charging. Yeah. If you just do normal charging, it's not quite as bad. Just because when you charge it, the battery loses life over time. That's how they lose life. Well, so TVs are bad. Smart TVs are bad.
Get your update, turn off all the access.
Or just try not to get a smart TV.
If you can turn off the access to the internet, but that. See, somebody could obviously connect my TV.
Mm-hmm.
Not getting much out of it. But if you can turn off the internet, then maybe a little more secure.
Take the TV apart, pull out the Wi-Fi radio.
You don't have to pull it apart. Just unplug those little two things on the edge.
Hey, you can still get some kind of signal without it.
Oh, then rip it out with a pair of pliers.
And some of them have the antenna built into the circuit board.
But then what's the point of getting that smart TV in the first place?
Because it's really hard to not get a smart TV.
I still am against smart TVs. I got a very nice, dumb 4K.
Which I don't know how you did 60-inch. That. 60-inch. Because I've never been able to find one.
I got a 60-inch and a 32-inch last year. They've been awesome.
The smaller ones, I have seen them where they're dumb. Anything over like 40 inches or something like that, I haven't been able to find a dumb one.
They're getting harder to find, even the small ones. I was looking at the Black Friday sales. I was like, hey, isn't that the brand I bought last year? It's got Roku or some other stupid feature built in.
In fact, you'd be your time would be better used buying one of those huge computer monitors.
Ooh.
Like, one of my friends has a computer, because he's kind of blind, but so you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Now. He has a monitor that's like, it's like a 40-inch screen. It's a monitor.
But that was a 50-inch ultra-wide.
I don't know. It's something huge. It's not even ultra-wide.
It's ultra-wide.
It's ultra-wide in that because it's huge, but it's more like a square, if anything. Like, it might be...
I really thought it was... wider.
It is wider. Like, I'm not saying it's wider. A square.
Okay.
Like, it's not, it's tall, like, your normal 16 by 9, which is what 1080p and 4K is, it would be like a 16 by 7 or 5? No. Yes. Whatever one makes the screen taller.
Okay.
Anyways, that's that. Where was I going with this?
I don't know. Getting a monitor.
You'd be better. It'd be easier to buy that because it's dumb. You wouldn't have a TV tuner, which, I mean, who uses that anymore anyways? Some people do, but then you could just hook up some kind of switch to it. Like, by switch, I mean HDMI switch. And then you just hook up a Roku to it or something. Boom, TV.
I know. Get the new...
That's an expensive TV, though.
No, that's real expensive. Get the new Apple monitor. Greatest graphics you'll ever see. And you'll plug everything in through your USB-C cable.
Is it only USB-C?
Yes. Thunderbolt.
No. That's not that big of a deal, though.
It's not. It's just because, like, everything is on
the graphics card can pipe the stuff directly out to it.
Yeah.
Like, because whenever you used to do that, like on USB 2, the device that was plugging in to the monitor was the video card.
And people may not touch your TV either. Because if they do, they'll regret it.
Wait, what?
You know, I'm talking about the monitor that has all the, made from broken, the broken glass or the shattered glass. To kind of...
Oh.
So it's all sharp.
Yeah, I wonder how cleaning that is. I think that was actually brought up in one of my podcasts that I listened to.
They never followed up on that. That would be interesting. Eric Canabare.
Now, what that would do is blow the dust particles farther in and shatter the screen.
Oh, I don't know if it would. Drat.
Yeah, right. I never did follow up on that.
So, TikTok.
They changed their name?
It's going to change their name.
Why?
Well, just the Bloomberg-owned one.
There's a Bloomberg-owned one?
Bloomberg owns TikTok. Just wanted to let you know this.
Hmm?
Yeah, Bloomberg owns TikTok.
What do you mean? Well, you said just a Bloomberg-owned one. What do you mean by that?
Because TikTok, TikTok, not the social media, TikTok.
So what is this?
This is a news company.
Well, I know what Bloomberg is.
No, this is one of their news... This is one of their news things that they have. They're changing it to Quick Take.
So how long did they have this name? 2017.
Which is...
I think the social media TikTok was out before that. Though I don't know if they had the same name.
I don't know when they changed from Musical.ly. It's about that time. I'd have to look that up specifically.
Well, I mean, you could look it up on Wikipedia.
Yeah, I guess I could.
Well, while he's doing that. So, this makes sense because that's the only way they're going to be able to distinguish themselves. You're like, oh, hey, so I read on TikTok. You mean the social media? No, the news. So, I understand that.
I
the reason why I was confused at first is because I thought you were talking the social media platform. Like, because they just barely made that name big. Why are they changing it again?
That's why I brought it up.
Okay.
So, TikTok was... The app was launched in 2017. So about the same time, that was when the company bought Musical.ly.
Was in 2017.
Yeah.
So well, around
they
the
bought
same.
It. It looks like they bought it in 2016. I think 2016.
2017 was. Merger. Musical.ly merger.
Oh, look at that! All right.
On November 9th, 2017.
So there's a small chance that Bloomberg owned the term TikTok, as in a clock.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Chinese company ByteDance bought Musical.ly and changed theirs to TikTok with K's.
I wonder if they tried fighting it and then just gave up.
I don't even think they tried fighting it.
You don't think so?
What's really funny is they name all these things of like, oh, this is why we're changing it because it's going to be better for audience access. It's better for, you know, defining us as digital news, blah, blah, blah. Not the obvious reason that we've literally been talking about for the last 5 minutes. The social media is too big.
Well, that's why I kind of wonder if they tried fighting it and then just gave up because there wasn't.
Honestly, they could probably just get in line for the lawsuits, because there's already the one that the U.S. is trying to go, oh, we, this is a major social media that's being used.
That's outside of the U.S.
Yeah, it's outside the U.S. Not owned by the U.S. or by a U.S. company. Hey, are they stealing our data? My answer to this is yes. Just like Facebook and Google are.
Mm-hmm.
Are they restricting?
Define stealing.
Okay. Are they
using your data?
Yes. Are they getting your information that you're handing over to them
willingly?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Are they stealing it off your phone?
Doubtful. Maybe, probably not, but maybe.
If they are, not as good as Facebook is.
Right.
Facebook's really good at that. They'll steal it right off of through all these other apps. You don't even, yeah. Facebook's just the best at that.
Now, as soon as TikTok gets like a single sign-on thing going on, then you're talking.
Yeah. Good. Sad part is that Facebook's is so intrusive that Google has single sign-on as well. Facebook's is more intrusive than Google's.
I refuse to use Facebook's. Like, if they only offer Facebook single sign-on, I'm making an account.
Yeah.
If they offer Google, I'll use Google.
I've been making accounts all the time now. I just use password managers.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can keep my information a little more to me that I want. I'll share what I want. But what's the other lawsuits going on? The other things, stealing your data. Oh, are they restricting your freedom of speech to post whatever you want? Yes and no, just like Facebook and YouTube and all these others. This is still the company that owns the mm-hmm. thing. They have the right to shut you down.
Yep.
The catch is, yes, TikTok is one of the companies that's just like with a lot of the Chinese gaming companies. They have lots of monetary support from the country. But they can't do it too much because there's been videos that have come out about somebody like, oh, this, look at these nails. Look at this. This is how you do nails. And how you do it is you set down your phone and you Google Chinese prison camps. And yeah, she literally just like started off at like a 15-second little thing or a 10-second thing and then went into like and brought the attention to the Chinese prison camps. And it was like, and put out three videos and got her account shut down. And they were like, it's because she said Osama bin Laden. We don't support terrorist actions. Like, no, she didn't. Mm-hmm. And then they gave her account back. And that's things. I don't care. TikTok's number one. Facebook's number one. Whatever. Once you start restricting people's ability to do what they want to do on what the reason you have this app is people want to do what they want to do on this app. And there is legality for what you want to do. I understand. Mm-hmm. And actual caring for people, but once you start like really restricting things that the majority of people go, no, that's bad, you are guaranteeing you will go from number one to dead, to gone, just not even existing in the
market. I don't know, that hasn't happened to Facebook yet.
No, that the majority doesn't hate it yet.
People
dislike it, yes.
Yeah.
People left in droves. They lost small percentages. Mm-hmm. They didn't lose. They never lost double digits.
That's true. And even the people like me, who'd never post anything on there or anything, or don't even have the app installed, they still have the account.
Exactly.
So, you're right there.
I'm talking about like legit, like people have to leave. And also, Facebook did do a good job at tweaking everything around to realize they will survive if... Facebook company will survive if the Facebook social media dies. Just like Google will survive, or Alphabet will survive if the Google search engine dies. They have too much stuff and everything else.
Well, what else do they have?
They have photos, they have Android, they have Chromecast.
I guess people pay for.
Yeah, like there's too much other stuff. And also their number one thing is also advertisement. They're an advertisement company over everything
else.
That's true.
That's true. But I don't think Google's going to die.
No. Like just as an example, like these companies have become so much more. TikTok is not more than just a video.
If the search engine does die, I'm pretty sure people will still say, let me Google that for you.
at least for the next, you know.
Like, I think that's just a term.
Well, for this generation, at least. I'm sure generations come and go.
Maybe, I don't know, because there's still some, like, verbiage that we use that, like, roll down the window, for example. People, like, there's still cars that have the rollers on them.
Yes.
But they're very rare, and most people have never seen them, I bet. Or have never at least used it.
True.
But we still say that.
Yeah.
Or let me give you a ring. I mean, phones still kind of ring, but they ring in the fact that they make noise. They don't necessarily make the ringing noise anymore.
True.
So there's a lot of phrases that just stick around.
I think the ring one's dying. I think it's just call you.
Yeah, that's usually what it is. I've never said let me give you this person a ring.
Let me ring you up.
Let me ring you up.
Nope, that's
a cashier.
Yeah, I was like, wait.
That does happen. And they say that because it used to make a ding.
It still does. It even yells at you to take back your card.
Oh, okay. There's
at least America does.
Well, some of them yell. Some of them are like, kindly take your card, please. Like, they say it politely. Like, and I appreciate that. I don't like the ones that go,
Yeah.
I hate those ones.
There's a lot that do that, though.
They're so annoying. Like, there's no reason.
So this is something I forgot to put on the show notes, but I'm going to bring it in right now. There's social media. A lot of social medias have actually been on the rise. There's Reddit actually grew. We'll throw that one in just
Reddit slowly. Grew?
Reddit grew its base by 30%.
Last year?
From this time last year.
Jeez.
And
that's surprising.
Instagram has been fighting for that too, and they've actually grown their base too.
I'd believe that one.
So the 16 to 20 group dropped 0.1% or 0.01%. But one age group grew by like 20%+. And apparently, if you still do not understand, did I say Instagram? I meant Snapchat. Snapchat, not Instagram, Snapchat. Mm-hmm. So Snapchat grew quite a bit. And if you were not the younger millennials that used it and understood how it worked, now if you still don't understand it, go talk to your grandparents.
Yeah.
That it was the older, the 60+, the 50 and 60+ age group. It grew 20%.
Because it's an easy way to send photos. Like, it's really easy.
It's also an easy way to just send messages.
Yeah. But so is Facebook.
And get news. There's so much news on Snapchat.
Is there?
Yes. Mm. Sorry, I've been a Snapchatter for many, many
moons. I was on Snapchat when it first came out. We used it for, like, a couple of months. Sent stuff to literally one person.
Yeah.
And we would just send stuff back. That was probably 5. But anyways, lost use of that because I didn't see the point and deleted it. So here we are.
That's kind of interesting, though. Why the older group instead of just like teenage groups? Because they have the new filters and everything else that they had.
So does so does Instagram. So does TikTok. So does all these other things. Like, you know, Snapchat is so, 5 years ago? I know people that are, you know, our age that are using it as a chat engine and using it as their main form of text messaging. And they've been using it for groups and all that for years now.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it is simple, fast, and easy to send messages back and forth.
I said I'd rather use another chat client like Signal or Telegram or Discord or Slack.
Come on, WhatsApp.
No, not WhatsApp.
Why not?
Because they're from Facebook owns them.
Because it's WhatsApp by Facebook? Yeah.
That's one of the reasons, yeah. Then the other ones just support a lot of better stuff.
It's encrypted.
Encryption, all that stuff. Telegram actually is 100% funded by a random philanthropist. So there's no ads on it. You just use it.
Nice.
And they got, you can create bots really easy. And you use that by chatting with the bot father.
Ah.
It's awesome.
Hmm.
I really like it.
Nice.
And it's very, very, very cross-platform.
Cool.
You can get it on all the phones, all the desktops, probably something else, maybe a potato.
all the consoles?
No. I don't think you can get on the consoles.
You lied. It's not on everything.
It's just on... Nearly everything. Well, okay, not nearly everything, but it's on a lot of stuff. It's on the stuff that you'd probably carry around with you every day.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Unless you're carrying around a old Motorola Razr or something.
Flip phone.
Which, those are becoming a thing again.
Yes. With two screens.
No, there's also the Motorola, like, the Motorola Razr is getting re-released.
Yeah, with two screens.
No, it's one screen.
Okay, one screen when you open it up.
No, it's still one screen.
One screen when you open it up.
I don't understand.
It's a two-screen phone.
Is it two-screen in that it has a little tiny one like the original did?
No, it's a two-screen phone. It's a foldable phone.
Yeah, it's a foldable phone because it has...
It's not... No, it's not like the clamshell from...
Based...
Old. It is a two-screen phone. It is a... It opens up and it's about the size of a regular phone, a regular smartphone.
The pictures I've seen haven't made it look like that. It's looked like it has a bendable screen like the Galaxy Fold does. Did you type Motorola?
Motorola Razr. I should probably put the year on or something like that. So there, see, look at this photo. That is a unfolded Motorola.
Can't see it.
Okay, fine. Let's.
Yeah, I know it's unfolded.
Let's just look at there. That's it. That's the phone unfolded. It's one giant screen.
Yeah, you said two screens. Okay. It's one screen.
Okay, but you.
But it has the fold. It's bendable.
Okay, fine.
So it's probably going to have the same problems where if you get pocket sand in your phone, you're scratching it and then it's ruined.
But that's the nice thing is you close it and you actually protect it from scratching. And you also have that, you get to hang up on people. Remember that when you closed your phone, you closed your phone.
I'd be worried about shattering the screen.
You're just like.
Actually, so it might have two screens. It might have a little one on the front like the original did.
Oh, I see what you're talking. Yeah.
But I can't tell if that's like a decal or not. No, it has a screen.
It's a screen. It's
that's
not,
cool.
Yeah, you're right. It's an outside screen.
I don't like.
I guess I don't. So I don't see these foldable phones as a single screen. I guess still, yes, it may be whatever it is built to the bendable.
Mm-hmm.
But there's still two screens.
Two screens in what way?
There's still two screens put together,
mm-mm.
And you just kind of like.
No, it's one screen.
No,
the whole panel is flexible. It's one screen.
You know, maybe I should not get one of these and just wait till I can get a piece of paper. Rolled up stuff, fold it, stuff in my pocket.
I kind of miss these flip phones.
I do as well, and I like, this is cool, but it has, like, a huge chin.
It looks like the old ones.
I know, I get it. Like, it's definitely, there's a reason for it being there, but
this is the
it's just so weird looking now.
I wouldn't mind having that, even if it does have, like, a bigger... bottom to it.
Hey, it might have T9. Like, it might have a built-in T9 keyboard.
Mm.
Because you'd normally have to buy those. By the way, those exist.
Yeah.
You can buy T9 keyboards on the app stores. In fact, the iPhone even has one that you can buy. They're not great, but they work.
This is the only chin I support. Actually, I'm annoyed at chins. Oh, I still look at phones. I'm like, why?
I get it. This one, it has a chin, but it has a chin because nostalgia reasons.
Yes.
And because if it didn't have a chin, people would complain that it didn't have a chin. There's no winning.
Okay, well, the last one didn't have the chin like this.
What last one?
The Razr 2.
The Razr 2.
This is the third Razr.
Oh, okay, when they made a smartphone version.
No, it wasn't a smartphone. It was just a sleeker... More, it was. It didn't have this chin that popped out. It was more of the.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're not talking about the Razr, are you?
No, I'm talking about the Razr.
Because the Razr was a thing too. It was basically just like you took a Razr, chopped it down the middle lengthwise, and then had a new phone. They were cool looking though and portable. I miss how small phones were.
That's what I miss too, because. Our
like,
bigger phones, it's so hard to kind of pocket it sometimes.
They're nice because look at all the screen real estate, and I can do so much stuff on this, but oh man, I can barely fit in my pocket anymore.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I think I'm wrong. There was a Razr 2, but I remember it being like just a normal smartphone because they were just trying to piggyback off the Razr name.
Is that the original Razr?
Yeah.
I am
Technically.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, there was a droid.
The droid Razer.
Which they were just trying to piggyback off the Razer name.
Yeah, you're right. It was a smartphone. I think I was mixing up my phones.
You remember what the Crazer looks like?
Stupid.
No, it's just a normal Razer. Like I said, like you have the thing flipped open, and you're looking at it. Now chop it in half, straight down the middle. That's the Crazer. I knew someone who had one. They were kind of cool.
I don't know how to spell Crazer.
Crazer? No. It's like Razer, but you replace, like you just add a K to the start of it.
Oh.
And I think you might get rid of the A, but I can't remember. Yeah, you do get rid of the A. It's just a Motorola Razer that's just half the size.
Oh, I do remember seeing. I had friends who had these.
Yeah, they were cool.
Rebranded them as, I think one of the Batman phones was these.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah, phones like, yeah.
All right.
Maybe one day phones will get that small again, but probably not. How
don't
is
you,
this?
Don't you remember?
Is this proportionally the same size as a normal Razer? Because that'd be awesome.
I don't know.
Because that was actually pretty small. I might could see it being wider, just because that would be a really skinny screen otherwise.
I think my last one that I had flip phone-wise actually had a QWERTY keyboard to it.
So what you're going to get there is the original Razer versus the third revision of the Razer.
Oh, well, good thing I
the
went
old
to...
style, like the flip phone version, like the dumb phone. But it might actually show up
yeah,
in here. What are you saying? Like... Sorry, Anna?
Yeah, I think my last flip phone actually had the QWERTY keyboard that was kind of built off
the
of it.
QWERTY or the
yeah
T9?
So, like...
Like the ones that phones have now? QWERTY? Like what you're typing on right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just one.
But it actually had physical buttons on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my last one too. I think I had my last one was a Galaxy, not a Galaxy. It was an LG phone. Oh, it was the Envy Touch. And it was like a touch screen on the front of it, and then you had it flipped open, and it had the QWERTY keyboard style. I think my favorite phone of all time was the NV2.
Yeah, mine was an LG as well. It was the Lotus, and it did have the full keyboard on it, but it was actually one of my favorite phones. It was like purple, and then Ted had a red one, but it looked like a makeup case, like when it's shut. It's actually kind of nice.
Okay, let's see here.
Oh, hey, look, we're
pull
here.
This off. Yes, I may be able to pull this off. Oh, there we are.
Dimensions. Folded.
Yes.
Millimeters, 94,
14. It actually, it's
similar?
It's bigger.
Yeah, I believe that. It's also twice the weight, too.
So, yes. It's similar, but not.
It definitely has way more memory, though.
What?
And the display is much bigger. And how big is the battery on the old one? Does it even have that on there? Probably not.
Yeah,
I'd
have to go to some of the other...
Because they were pretty standard for the battery. Oh, battery type. 740 milliamp hour battery versus 2510 milliamp hour.
Ooh.
So... Imagine that big of a battery on those old phones. They'd last for weeks. Or at least days.
So it's wider. It's definitely wider.
Yeah, I'd believe that.
Like 20 millimeters.
Yeah, it's wider because otherwise that would be a tiny screen. Like a skinny screen.
Actually, I was really disappointed when mine came skinnier.
Yeah, yours is a weird aspect ratio.
Yeah.
I don't...
really weird with games.
Yeah, like when I look at yours with Pokemon Go, it freaks me out because like the buttons are like way too close together on the bottom.
You mean, oh, they're too close to the bottom?
No, they're too close together. Like,
oh yeah, oh, I forgot. I'm just thinking, yeah, that's a vertical
and then,
phone,
like,
not a horizontal.
Basically, it'd yeah. be fine if it was also like smaller on the tallness side because it just looks like you're looking at, I don't know, like a light, like. I don't know how to describe it. It looks like you're looking at a stick, though.
Yeah.
So, how is that for a tangent?
Yeah. So I brought in. Let's stick with cell phones.
Okay.
That's how we segue. So, depending on when you're listening to this, T-Mobile has turned on their 5G. But, this is depending on when you're listening to this, you can't use it.
Why?
Because no phone is being released on T-Mobile that uses their 5G until... So it was turned on Monday. So phones start on sale Friday.
Oh, okay.
An entire week. Full business week.
That's actually probably kind of nice because they might release some of those phones to, like, review people or something like that, and then they can kind of test it a little bit, field test it.
Tech support, yep.
Yeah, and tech support probably has a couple of phones like that, so that's cool. Where is it released at?
Yes. That's what they're answering. They've turned it
on. I don't know. There's a lot of white space in the west area.
No, that's just normal.
Yes, which is why I don't have T-Mobile.
I have T-Mobile, and I enjoy my T-Mobile. That low band is amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Even if it's not as fast, it's amazing.
So what phones will support it?
They are going to release two phones.
Okay, which ones?
They are releasing...
Oh, the OnePlus is one, isn't it?
Okay, so the Galaxy Note 10 Plus 5G, which comes in at a whopping $1,300.
Yeah, that's believable.
It's a Samsung. And the better phone, by a landslide, you know, when you have 12 gigs of RAM on your phone, you just don't care about... When you have easily double the amount of RAM on your phone...
It has more RAM than my MacBook does.
Exactly. That's the type of stuff.
Except for Androids need that much RAM because they're not as efficient with it.
I know. That happens.
But still cool.
But still, you will have more memory on your phone than all of your friends will for at least another year.
I think there's been some phones that have had that many.
No, I guarantee your friends don't have it. They've been expensive.
Hey, you don't know.
Okay. Maybe your friends do. But the other phone, which is...
I don't.
By far, the better phone is the OnePlus 7T Pro 5G McLaren Edition. Just a small name.
McLaren.
Yep. Comes in at $900. So this one is still under $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
So the 5G phones are going to cost more for their exact same counterparts.
Which, understandable.
And if you...
Because like, of the radio that's in it.
And the Verizon... Yeah, because you have the new Qualcomm radio.
Do we know if this one is... going to be like, do the updates have to come out from T-Mobile?
I'm guarantee that still.
Are you sure? Because I don't know that. I think OnePlus
because
has mandated they handle all of it.
Yeah, maybe they negotiated something. Because
they OnePlus could, I'm pretty sure they'll have the bloatware on it though.
Yes, but these phones are made specifically for T-Mobile. Yes, you could probably pay them off and use them wherever.
Mm-hmm.
But these phones were made for T-Mobile to be able to use the low-band 5G phone frequency that T-Mobile turned on.
Mm-hmm.
That T-Mobile is the only company it currently has.
And what's nice about that frequency is because it's so low-band, they don't have to have near as many towers.
Exactly. It's like, not as fast. It's not like Verizon has the high band.
So they can throw more data at it.
But faster speeds, but it only works 30 feet from the tower, and there can be nothing in the way.
Yeah, it's very line of sight. So the fact that they're rolling out 5G everywhere, it's going to be hit or miss, I think, for quite a while.
At least through Verizon. Now AT&T and Sprint are hitting the middle band.
Oh, yes, I didn't know that.
They are. I found that out. So they're going to have the middle band,
Doesn't that mean T-Mobile will have the middle band?
Exactly. Once they finally take care of all of the lawsuits between the merger.
Will the OnePlus support that band? Probably wouldn't matter because they're probably not going to be finished with the lawsuits for a couple of years. But.
So it will support. So the phone does support. So it even supports the 4G and the full array of bands.
Mm-hmm.
High to low. The 5G part, they didn't explain. I was trying to dig out. It probably will support it, but they're doing heavy advertising for the low band part. Like, this is the... I was very excited when the low band came out, and people that knew what I was talking about, and people in the T-Mobile stores when it went in, going, "I want this." They knew what I was talking about, and everything. You know, I was happy, but the majority of people don't know. And T-Mobile seems to be pushing this advertisement heavy now, mm-hmm. going like, "No, we are actually." So they're claiming coast to coast,
which is a first because no other provider is doing that.
Mm. They're not claiming fastest. They're claiming coast mm-hmm. to coast. They're claiming coverage, not they're quantity, not quality.
So basically, wherever you have 4G, you're probably gonna have 5G.
Mm. That's nice. It looked like there was a chunk in central middle U.S. that wasn't,
where probably like no one lives.
Well, they had 4G.
Yeah,
they didn't have 5G. But yeah,
they may have put like installing there because. It may be the same frequency, because it's the same frequency as the low band they had before, right?
Yes.
So it might be the same frequency, but they have to update the...
technology on the towers.
They might have to update the technology on the towers. They might just be able to do all in software, though. Because it's the same frequency.
Yeah, but there's... But no, they'd have to replace the hardware, because, like you said, the Qualcomm chips that are inside for the 5G, different... There is legitimate different technology.
Right, but they're the same frequency...
Yes, but it's...
Anyways, it might...
stuff going across it?
It is, but it's like the same thing whenever you do, like, upgrade the bandwidth and fiber lines. I mean, it's not always...
Fiber is special.
Well, it's still not that, like, as special as everybody's saying, because you still have to upgrade it even after so long, because there's only so much you can push through a tiny wire. You have to eventually make it bigger.
True.
But, yeah, it's not as versatile. But yeah, I wonder if they, because they probably did some maintenance, like some hardware maintenance, but I don't know. I just can't imagine how they can coordinate upgrading all those, because that would be hard.
Hey, they spend billions, if not at least millions every year. Cell phone companies do. But with this means I'm glad I didn't get my OnePlus yet.
Yet. Does this mean you're getting your OnePlus?
I don't
Friday.
Know. I don't know. I'm thinking about waiting still, because this is the introduction.
Yeah, but you have been looking for a new phone anyways.
Yes.
Worst case scenario, that phone will still work great on 4G.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'd probably work amazing on 4G, actually.
And you have a OnePlus phone, which is going to be around for a while.
Yeah.
You'll get updates for it.
At least for the next 10 years.
I think it's 7, but...
All OnePlus phones can use Android 10.
Okay, but I think they guarantee 7.
Oh, so is their oldest one only less than 7 years old?
I don't know. Okay. It's just like 7 is usually the magic number most companies hit.
Oh, I thought there's usually 4.
I think Apple has 5 years,
Android,
depending on the Apple device.
Android has 2 for OS and 4 for security updates.
That's if your manufacturer follows that plan.
Okay, true.
And your carrier.
And which they barely held on to that, too, even with the Google phones direct.
Yeah.
Because the last ones, they actually were like, we can't. We just can't. We're off.
The Pixels?
Yeah, the Pixels. Yeah.
They get one, they got a security update in this December here. They're done
that. Yeah, they did get upgraded to the latest OS, but yeah, then it was not. That's how great the OnePlus phones are.
Mm-hmm. Because they'll be like they're basically the Android version of an Apple device as far as like software goes, software support, which is nice. Because Apple also they support their phones for a long time.
I have another thing on the show notes, but I'm pondering.
What is that?
Spreadsheet simulator for your phone. That'd be a great thing on that.
Eve.
I've been playing Eve.
You play. Really?
I'm playing Eve Echoes.
What's Eve Echoes?
Eve for your phone.
Oh.
Eve Online for your mobile.
Oh, okay. That's why you knew about it. How'd you find out about it? Just browsing the App Store? Play Store, my bad.
I look at, yes, Apple, not Apple. You're making me say the wrong one. Android makes it easy to see what up and coming games are, and I pre-registered for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm not sure if it's still in the beta or not. There's definitely a lot of quirks. I've been spending more time like staring at my screen going, are you going to work, than actually playing it. But I think I walked into this game way early, so I'm kind of like, you're being forgiven, and when I do play, I'm not annoyed with it. It's not slow. It's not, you know, it's more of a learning curve right now. So when I want to walk in and play the game and they're doing maintenance or there's some stupid update or something going on, it's more of a, oh, well, I guess I'll just come back later because I am enjoying it. So I'm like, okay, let's learn how to play this a little more. Probably should put that in the show notes officially.
Oh, it wasn't in the show notes before?
No, it wasn't. I just got sidetracked.
I thought that's what that said. Obviously, I can't read that far away.
But yeah.
Oh, so I've noticed you switched back to Chrome. Completely unrelated.
Yeah.
Shiny. Okay.
Because Brave was still, even though Brave got released, it still wasn't enough of a browser for me, and Firefox has never officially made me happy.
Have you tried it recently?
Edge is not on Chromium yet.
Have you tried Firefox lately?
I want to say I tried it. I don't know. It was one rotation of the podcast at least a couple of months ago.
Oh, okay. Because I tried it I've been on it since like 6 months ago.
I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I've tried it since then. I couldn't.
Okay.
It wasn't making me happy enough.
Yeah. There's some things that are weird about it. Like I still haven't gotten over the keyboard shortcuts that it doesn't have.
Yeah. Though they're gaining them. Like a lot of them, like the Control Shift R instead of the Control F5 for hard refresh on your web page, it's starting to work on multiple browsers.
This looks pretty.
Yeah, it actually does. If you got it on, this is the thing. Apparently, there's issues.
iPad.
Yes. Apparently, if you got it on an Apple device, there was issues, and don't uninstall the game.
Why?
Apparently, it caused lots of issues. Oh. I didn't install it on my iPad. I have it on my phone. I thought about installing my iPad, actually.
I'm going to have to make sure it transfers. You have the 6th generation one, don't you? Or is it the 7th gen?
Whatever the one of last year. First one? Second one?
I don't know.
Second one last year. I have a 19. No, maybe so it was first crazy. One this year. I don't remember now.
I've never played that before.
Just brand new. It's brand spanking new. That's what we're talking about.
But
yeah.
Eve has been around for a while.
Okay.
Because I looked it up on my phone, and it said that Eve, it gave 2003. So
okay. Yeah,
so
Eve has been, like the Eve game, which is what this is based off of.
Eve Online.
Eve Online has been around since then, and it is a slog to play. Because it's like, if you want the grindiest game, like grindiest MMO you can ever find, it's probably this game. There's a reason why it's called Spreadsheet Simulator.
I know.
But it's pretty. And I think I downloaded it once and tried it out, and it was... I don't think I ever got as far as trying it out, because I got scared because of how... how much time you have to put into it. Like, it's worse than WoW.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't know. This game actually seems like it's less time spent.
It would have to be for a phone game.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just, like, I hop on, and I tell my machines to keep mining.
Yeah.
And I press the plus button, and it goes, you have 24 hours. Great.
Is it an MMO?
I believe so. I think it's...
That's what it says on here.
Yeah.
It says space fully. MMO on mobile.
Well, when you see mobile and MMO, you have to question it with the grain of salt.
Because there was a Sword Art MMO, which was...
There's so many of those.
Sort of. Like, it was MMO in that you were playing with people, and it was massively. You just weren't on the same servers.
Or you got to edit your character, and no, it was... There's been some absolute terrible ones that call themselves MMOs. Mobiles have been getting better. Like, I'm excited for the Baldur's Gate one that's coming out.
I know there's a Baldur's Gate one.
Yeah, it's in it's a pre-register right now. Excited for that one. I'm still waiting for my Diablo. They're actually going to release Diablo on the PC before they release it on the mobile.
Diablo what?
The next Diablo game.
4?
Is that what it is?
They're making 4?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's cool. I didn't know about that. Are you sure?
Abso-frickin-lutely. The trailer has dropped and everything, too.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be a lot more like Diablo 2.
I wonder if it'll be more like... Because Path of Exile was like... A lot of people described it to me as if 2 and 3 had a baby. So it's basically 2.5.
Hmm.
So I wonder if they're kind of taking the same approach here.
I can see that.
I actually liked 3. I never played 2, though, so I don't know.
I played 2 a lot. I liked 2 that for the fact that I did not need the internet to play it.
Oh,
yeah.
So
forget that. Remember that?
No, I remember that. Whenever Blizzard was getting DDoSed really bad,
yeah,
there was people playing. So there's a hardcore mode that you can play. You die, your character's done. It doesn't respawn. There were people who had been playing days worth of game time, or maybe even like years worth, on that hardcore character when they were getting DDoSed. They died. That was it. Blizzard wouldn't even revive them either.
Oh.
They might have since then. I just know when it first happened, they weren't going to do it. Or if your internet cuts out in the middle of it, you're done. Like,
yeah.
Those hardcore characters are rough. They're fun, but they're rough.
Yeah. So Diablo 4.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
We'll have to put through a link to the trailer, and also with Eve Echoes.
Is that you or me?
That was me.
Why would you do that?
Because TV Time says it's time.
For what?
What did it say? It was like the thing I like about TV Time. It goes like quirky things when your shows come out. It's Pritchett Dumpy Tucker Time. Modern Family starting in 1 hour.
What I still don't like about TV Time is that, like, it'll say, especially whenever you go from like daily like savings time or to standard time,
mm-hmm.
it'll say your show's starting in 1 hour. It's starting then.
Yeah.
Usually. And I don't know why they haven't figured that out yet. That's been a thing since as long as I've had it.
Yeah, it's a beta app. Come on, they just turned on movies.
I'm still on the beta channel. They haven't pushed out an update for a while, though.
Yeah. I think I left the beta because it started working enough for me that I was like, all right, I'm happy.
I've been enjoying the beta channel. Though not all the movies are on there yet. Like, it doesn't just search IMDb like you would think it would. So...
Oh, also, a reminder, if you did sign up for Reddit Gift Exchange, that is currently open. Go send your Redditors, their Reddit gift people, a gift or a postcard. I have to take care of 2, and then one of them, it seems like it's going to be easy. I'm going to have to reach out to a fellow, another podcaster for help on it, sending them pins.
Mm.
The podcast friend that makes pins.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And the other one's going to be... Why do you have 2?
Because there's 2 of us that live here.
Oh.
I could also do the extra in case somebody didn't get theirs, but that usually don't get that till later.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm talking to the other. He does his podcast. He has 2 of them. Our Robot Kraken and Pocket Cast.
Pocket Cast?
Not Pocket Cast. What is that? I'm totally screwing the name of this. Deeply Dapper. Wow.
That is not even close.
Exactly. They just sounded so much the same.
Pocket Cast is an app.
Yeah. Like, that's the app I'm in. Deeply Dapper Dispatches. I recommend them.
Deeply Dapper Dispatches?
Yes.
Interesting. Are they very dapper?
They are. He's a good artist. He makes lots of pins. I was going to talk to him if he's listening. And I haven't reached out to him. I really should get myself into gear and contact him.
Nice save.
Yeah, no. I can say those words that would have been related to it. But with that, we should probably wrap things up.
Yeah.
So famous last words. I'm starting with Anna this time.
I'm kind of out of material now.
Oh.
Well, if you like Eve, or even think of ever trying Eve, there's a mobile game now that you might like, and I might try it. So that's fun.
Na 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 na